this week when I was praying, the Lord gave me two messages. And so what I'm going to preach this week is the first part. If you could stand for the reading of God's word, and this will be from Revelation chapter 6, verse 10. Revelation chapter 6 and verse 10. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Who's glad that they're here today? Hallelujah. Amen. You're in the land of the living. Amen. You're able to lift up your hands. You're able to give God thanks. You're able to worship. Amen. Revelation chapter 6, verse 10. And I won't keep you very long. This will be a short message because we do have the play practice afterwards. But I just wanted to give you this first word. The next time I preach will be the second one. And it's Revelation 16:10, and it says, "And they cried with a loud voice." Anyone been doing some crying this year? "They cried with a loud voice, saying, 'How long? How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?'" And what God was telling me, it's just waiting time. I mean, it's just a little bit more waiting time. Just a little bit more waiting time. Turn to your neighbor and say, "It's waiting time." Waiting time. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you today for your presence and your anointing. Oh God, you've given us the ability to be here today on this last Sunday to lift up our hands, to worship you, to give you praise. Lord, we know, oh God, that you're coming soon. We ask for an anointing in this service. Let there be a breakthrough. Hallelujah. Let there be edification. Let there be encouragement. Lord, let there be worship. Hallelujah. We thank you. We come against every power of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And we lift up your name and we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. I hope you all had a good Christmas. Amen. We're not here to celebrate the exact day, but we are here to celebrate that he was born. Aren't you glad of that? That Jesus came and he was born. I don't know about you, but there's been many times I've said these two words. How long? How long? How long must we wait? How long must we wait? I don't know about you, but I cry out, "Lord, how long?" That's been my prayer. Lord, come quickly. Come on now, Lord. We need to get out of this mess. We need a change. We need some deliverance. We need some healing. We need a new direction. We need some new blessing. We need some new faith. How long must we wait? That's what the word was when I was praying. He gave me two words. The next one I'll tell you about next time I preach. But this one was, it's a little bit of waiting. You know, when you look in Scripture, you'll find that those words, "how long," in the King James Version, are in the Bible 136 times. 136 times you'll find that expression, "how long." And it usually is the cry of someone who is suffering, who is wanting to get out of trouble, who is wanting a change, who is looking for deliverance, who's looking for a new direction. You're going to cry out, "How long? How long must I wait? I'm ready for a change. I'm ready for deliverance. I'm ready for healing. I'm ready for some financial breakthrough. I'm ready for a change in relationship." But the amazing thing, the first four times out of five that word, those words, "how long," are used in Scripture, it's not by man, it's by God. You see, we think we're waiting on him, and he's waiting on us. First time in Scripture those words are used is when through Moses he says to Pharaoh, "How long are you going to keep my people? How long are you going to beat them down?" I believe the Lord is saying to Satan today, "Listen, how long are you going to be mistreating my folk? How long are you going to be making them sick? How long are you going to be putting them in bondage?" Because there is a deliverance day coming. That's what I want to tell you. You see, before God brings judgment, he always brings warning. So Moses said to Pharaoh, "How long are you going to keep this up? Can't you see that the hand of the Lord is against you? He's already turned the waters of the Nile into blood." You know, when there's a little bit of judgment, people change just for a little bit. And as soon as it slacks off, guess what? They go back to their old behavior. Pharaoh, for a little bit, he got worried and said, okay, come on back, Moses. We're going to let him go. Just get rid of this water being into blood. And as soon as that was delivered, you know what? He went back. So when Moses went back through the inspiration of the Spirit, he asked him, listen, how long are you going to keep my people? How long are you going to keep them in bondage? You see, the question came from God. And you'll find that several other times it was God waiting on his people to make a move. Sometimes we think we're waiting on God, but he's really waiting on us. He's asking, how long? How long before you get serious? How long before you get desperate? How long before you cry out to me with your whole heart? How long before you really put me first in your life? How long before you make me a priority? See, we're asking God how long, and he's asking us, what about you? You see, the question is, how long are we going to put up with the devil's shenanigans? Amen. It's waiting time right now, but listen, that wait is going to come to an end. You know someone who knew and understood about waiting, and that was David. I was surprised at how many times he had this conversation with God and cried out, how long? In Psalms 13 and verse 1, Psalms 13 and verse 1, it says, how long will thou forget me? You see, that cry comes from someone who's in trouble, someone who's under pressure, someone who's stressed, someone who is crying out to God for deliverance. And you know what? God will hear you. Sometimes he wants us to get desperate. Sometimes he wants us to cry out loud and to come to him with faith, come to him in desperation. I tell you, my strongest prayers have been when I'm in trouble. That, let me tell the truth. Yes, my strongest prayers is when I've been in trouble, when there was no hope, when there was no way out, and I had to cry out, God, how long will this go on? I need an answer. I need some solution. Psalms 13, verse 1, David said, how long will thou forget me, O Lord, forever? You see, he knew about waiting on the Lord. Samuel had come and anointed him when he was but a teenager, maybe 17. And now all these years he was still waiting for the fulfillment of the prophecy. He cried out, forever? How long will thou hide thy face from me? He was in desperation. But one thing about the Lord's plan, it will come to pass. They that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. In the meantime, it's waiting time. In the meantime, it seems so hard. It seems so much pressure, so much stress. In the next verse, in verse 2, four times in two verses, he asked God, how long? He can identify with what you're going through. I can identify with what David was going through. How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart? You had some sorrow this year? David understood that. How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? See, the same cry is going up from true believers. If you're a true believer, you're crying out, how long? How long, Lord, before you come? How long, Lord, before you fix everything? How long before you get me out of this situation? See, true believers will be crying out, how long? Amen. Because you don't want to be in this mess anymore. You're tired of how things are going. You're looking for deliverance. The good thing about that cry is, you know what? It comes up before the Lord. He said to Moses, the cry of my people Israel have come up before me. And I'm about to do something. I'm about to change the situation. I'm about to send deliverance. There is a waiting time. But there is also a time of deliverance. That's what I want to tell you at this last Sunday of the year 2021. It seems been a long time we've been under COVID. How long must we wait? How long must this continue? This is a waiting time. But I'm telling you, there is a time of deliverance. There is a fullness of time. The Bible says when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman. There is an appointed time. There is a deliverance time. There is a day and an hour and a minute and a second when God will show up. You just have to be there. You just have to make sure that you are there, that you have made your appointment and you have kept it. See, David, Psalms are just full of it. You go to Psalm 74 and verse 9. Psalm 74, verse 9. He cries out, he says, we see not our signs. We've been looking for some miracles. We've been looking for some answered prayer. There's no more any prophet, neither is there any among us that knoweth. And he's saying, how long, Lord, will we wait for your miracles, your deliverance? Psalm 74, verse 10. Oh God, how long shall the adversary reproach? Shall the enemy blaspheme thy name forever? You know, four verses, he keeps asking the same question. Verse 5. How long, Lord, will thou be angry forever? Shall thy jealousy burn like fire? Sometimes the devil tells us God is angry with us. And David felt that way because nothing was happening. He had been praying and waiting and waiting. And he said, how long are you going to be angry with me, Lord? But you know, there is a deliverance time. There is an answer coming. There is a day and an hour when God will show up. There will be a day when Pharaoh has to let his people go. There is going to be a Passover night where the angel comes in, and everyone that's under the lintel, everyone that's under the blood is going to be saved. There is an appointed time for that answer. How long? Sometimes it seems that God is angry with us. So that's what the devil will tell us, because it seems we've been waiting and waiting. It seems that the year has just come and gone and we are still waiting for an answer, for a change, for an uplift, for deliverance. Let me tell you, hold on a little bit longer. Don't give up. Tie a knot in your rope and hold on. Because there is a day of deliverance. There is a day when that prayer is answered. It's waiting time. In Revelation chapter 6 and verse 11, the answer to that cry was given. And white robes were given unto every one of them. And it was said unto them that they should rest. You know, just wait. Take your ease. Don't get stressed out. You need to rest in God's promises that he's going to get this. But he has a perfect time. The white robes are given to them. You know what that is? The righteousness of Christ. God wants to cover you right now and say, just rest. I got this. Don't stress. Hold on a little bit longer. It's coming. There is a day. There is an hour. There is a minute. There is a second where God is going to say it's time, where there will be no more waiting. But these saints who had cried out, how long, they were told, you just wait a little bit more. There's some more things that I need to happen. There's a few more little dots I have to dot. There's a few more T's I have to cross. See, God has got a perfect time. You know, I'm smiling. Something just came to me. I don't know whether I should tell you or not. But God is good. God is good. You see, the father gave the son that came back a robe, the best robe, and he put on a party for him. Sometimes we got to wait for God's perfect timing. There's still some people God needs baptized. There's still some people to be saved. There's still some deliverances yet to be done. There's still some miracles yet to happen. God is saying, just hold on. I know you're ready to go. I know you want out right now. That's me. I know you want out right now. Oh, yes, Lord. How long? But the Bible said that white robes were given to them. They were covered in God's righteousness. And God said, just hold up a minute. Rest. Rest. Trust me. I got this. There is a day coming. There is an hour marked. There is a minute selected. There's a second when it's going to happen. I don't know if it's going to be before 2021, but I know this. It's going to happen. You see, all through Scripture, from the time Adam sinned, man has cried out, how long? How long must we put up with this? How long must we suffer? How long must we go through life that sometimes is so painful, is so hurtful, is so, you know, terrible? How long? Anyone who is a true believer, anyone who puts faith in God, at some point is going to cry out, how long? But God is telling, just hold on, just wait. There is a day of deliverance. In Daniel chapter 8, verse 13, even the angel ask the question, how long? In Daniel 8:13, then I heard one saint speaking to another saint and said unto that certain saint which spake, how long? How long? You know why he was asking? Because even in this prophecy, we see that the enemy was allowed to trample down some things. He was allowed to take away God's sacrifice. He was allowed to get away with some things. And even the angel was shocked. He said, "How long? How long, Lord? Before you bring deliverance, before there is final healing, before justice prevails, before God rules upon this planet, how long?" Even the angel cried out, "How long shall be the vision concerning the daily sacrifice and the transgression of desolation to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden underfoot?" Right now, we're in the time of the Gentiles. Satan is having his way. We're still on enemy territory. And even the angel cried out, "How long?" Jesus said, "It will be for a day and an hour, knoweth no man, but the Father knows." And he's telling us, listen, you just rest. You trust me. Do not give up. Hold on. Keep my robe of righteousness. I'm giving you a white garment. You keep it spotless. You keep it on and you rest a while, because there is a day and there's an hour. See, right now it's waiting time. I hate to wait. Amen. That's the toughest thing, to wait, isn't it? Especially when you don't know what you're the time is. Jesus told the disciples before he left, he said, "Go wait." After he resurrected the last time, he said, "I want you to go to Jerusalem and I want you to wait until you be endued with power." Amen. We're not waiting to be endued with power, but now we're waiting for the manifestation of Jesus Christ. We don't know how long we're going to wait, but he's told us, wait, because there is a day and an hour when the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And he's going to say, "It's time. No more waiting. It's time." Waiting is such a hard thing. We don't understand delay. It's hard to wait when you're in suffering. It's hard to wait when you're in stress. It's hard to wait when you're in pain. Romans 8:22, Paul explaining that, he says, "For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now." The whole creation actually is waiting for the redemption. The whole creation is waiting for God to put things right. The whole universe is running down, if you don't know it. The sun eventually will burn out. Every single star will burn out. The whole creation is crying out, "How long?" But there is a day and an hour and a time. Paul in Romans 8:23 says, "And not only they," not only the creation, "but we, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption." I'm crying out today, "How long, O Lord, great and merciful? How long before you fix things?" I'm desperate for him to fix things. I want him to come right now. But I know there is a waiting time. There is a season where we will just have to rest, where we just got to put on that robe of righteousness and trust him. Because there was a day, there was an hour, there was a minute and a second when he said, "Okay, Moses, it's time. It's time." That day was the Passover night when the angel passed over Egypt and the Egyptians said, "Okay, you better go now." There is coming a day when Satan is going to say, "I can't hold these people anymore. I can't keep them in bondage anymore," because the Lord himself from heaven will give a shout and he's going to call your name. You know, when you go to the doctor, the first place they put you is the waiting room. And then they take you and put you in another smaller room, and then you got to wait some more. But Dr. Jesus isn't not going to do that. When he takes you out of the waiting room, that's it. You'll be done. Hallelujah. What a joy that will be when my Jesus I finally see. Hallelujah. When I look upon his face. Hallelujah. As the song goes. Romans says, "For not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan." Any true Christian, you're groaning. If you're happy with this world, I would think you need to go pray. If you're comfortable with your situation, something isn't quite right. You're not under enough pressure. Because I'm telling you, we want out. Any true person wants out. You're crying out to God right now. How long? How long, oh God, merciful and true, before you come and deliver us? I'm telling you, it's not going to be too much longer. Jesus told the disciples, I want you to go and wait. He didn't tell them how long. They just had to trust him. I'm sure after 30 days, some of them were starting to get fidgety. How long? I mean, how long should we wait? It's been 30 days. It's been a month. We haven't seen him. We haven't heard anything. Nothing has been happening. We've been meeting here every day praying. I also believe that there was a lot more than 120. The Bible says he was seen by more than 500 in Peter. So on the day of Pentecost, there was only 120 left who were there when the fullness of time came. The Bible says there came a sound. I believe when Jesus comes, there's going to be a sound. The Bible says he with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God. I want to live to hear that sound. I want to be in the upper room when that happens. When he says there will be no more delay. When the waiting time is over. What I'm trying to tell you today is be encouraged. Don't be down because this is just the waiting time. Hallelujah. You see, we are in a season, you know. Solomon said there is a time and a season for everything. Sometimes you're in a season of suffering. Sometimes you're in a season of stress and pain. You know, you may be like Abraham waiting for 25 years for the promise of a son. Maybe you feel like Isaac, you've been bundled up and you're sitting as a sacrifice waiting to be killed. Maybe you're like Jacob laboring 21 years to get what you've been promised. But there was a day, there was an hour when deliverance came. Maybe like you're like Joseph. You had this dream when you were a teenager that you were going to be a leader. And instead now you're in prison in Egypt. Waiting, 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 waiting. It's waiting time, people. But there is also a deliverance coming. Maybe you're like the children of Israel that you've been released from bondage. But now you got to wander around the desert. For 40 years. You know why? Because God's been waiting on us. Maybe you're like Hannah, been going to the temple and praying for a child for years and nothing's happening. In fact, the priest thinks you're drunk. He doesn't understand. But God sees. God knows. He has a time. And the Bible has this phrase. It says, when the fullness of time was come. The Bible says one day is as 1,000 years to God. You know, to him, it's been no time at all. It's been no time at all. But for us, sometimes it seems we want to cry out, how long? How long, Lord, do we have to wait? Anybody can share like David? 4 times in 4 verses, he cries out, how long? I don't know about you, but I've been crying out, how long, Lord? I want some deliverances. I want some changes. I want some healings. I want the miracles. I want the deliverance. But there's coming a time when it will happen. There's coming a time when the angel will come down and he will put 1 foot on the sea and 1 foot on the sand. If you could stand with me, I told you it was a short message. You won't have to ask how long is he going to stay up there. Because I'm almost done. Revelation chapter 10 and verse 1. Revelation 10 and verse 1 says, and I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was, it were, the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. See, when you see that angel, you will know the answer to the question, how long? Because this is when the answer will come. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven. And he sware by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are therein, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things that are therein, that there should be, in the King James it says, time no longer. But what it means is no more delay. The things he swore. And the Bible tells us, verse 7 tells us that in the days when this angel makes this declaration, that the mystery of God will be ended. When he shall begin to sound, the mystery, all those questions you have had about why this happened to me, why this happened to me, why did this have to go this way, why was I sick, why didn't you heal me when I called the first time? But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants the prophets. I'm telling you, there is a day when you won't be able to say how long anymore, because the Bible says the glory of God shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. And everyone will know without a doubt who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, because every eye shall behold him, and every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. You know what I want to do? I want to do it now. I don't want to be forced. I do it willingly. I confess that he is my Lord and he is my God. And even though I don't understand everything, I don't understand the delay, I don't understand the pain, I don't understand the suffering, and just like David, I cry out, how long? Just like the saints in heaven, they're crying out, how long? Even the angels cry out, how long? It's been thousands of years. But God has a plan. God has a reason. Maybe there's one more person to hear the word. Maybe there's one more person to come to Christ. Maybe he's waiting for you to speak to one more person. Maybe he's waiting on us to fix a couple things in our lives. Maybe there is a little bit of direction that we need to go in that we haven't made straight yet. He asked through Moses, how long, Pharaoh, before you let my people go? Joshua asked the people, how long halt ye between two opinions? Choose ye this day whom you will serve. You want to serve this world? That's easy. Just keep going in that direction. See, God, I believe, is waiting on us as much as we think we're waiting on him. This is his waiting time. Next time I preach, I have the next part of this. God gave me two words. God gave me two words when I was praying this week. He told me, this is waiting time. Just be patient. I've made some promises to you. Hold on, they're coming. I don't know if I should. I'll say this. Now, some time ago, right, I told you I was going to change my car, and I didn't. Well, I did, but I didn't like the car I got, so I gave it back. So I felt that God had promised me this, but I was kind of wondering, you know, Lord, I don't see the car I want. And I kept on checking every day. And it's been at least 2 months since I told you that, right? And y'all been wondering, what pastor talking about? Well, earlier this week, I saw the car that I was looking for, and I said, okay, I'm going to do the deal now. This time when I did it, they said, wait a minute. The value of your car has gone up like double. So you understand that if I had done it when I had done it, I'd have come out worse. The value now, for some reason, has doubled. So I'm going to be in a much better position. It's waiting time. Sometimes you have to wait upon the Lord. Now, before, I would have been hasty and just taken whatever. But something said, nope. And I even got the car and I gave it back. I said, nope, don't want it. You see, those that wait upon the Lord, he shall. Not maybe, if, or can be. He shall. Say it, shall. Say it like you mean it. Come on, one more time. Shall. Renew their strength. See, I don't really like talking about, but that's the only way I can tell you what God does. So he more than doubled the trade-in. I don't know how that is. I don't know how they made that mistake. So I had to put down zero before, but now I got zero plus. They that wait upon, it's waiting time. Don't give up. Don't let the devil make you give up. One last thing before I pray. See, Daniel was praying. Daniel was used to getting answers just like that. But this one time he prayed, day 10 came, no answer. Day 15, no answer. Day 20, no answer. Did Daniel stop? No, he kept on praying. He kept on three times a day opening his window towards Jerusalem. You know why? Because he remembered the promises of God. If my people that are called by my name shall humble themselves and seek my face, then will I what? Hear from heaven and I will heal there. He remembered that promise when the temple was built. So no matter what, day 15, day 20, still waiting on God. Nothing happened. Day 21, the angel shows up. You know what the angel says? From the first day, your message, Daniel, you're a man greatly beloved. From the very first day you started to pray, I was dispatched. But you know what? The devil didn't want the answer to come through. The devil fought me for 21 days. I'm glad you didn't give up, Daniel. I'm glad you kept on praying. I'm glad you kept on worshiping. I'm glad you kept on coming to church. I'm glad you kept on defying the enemy, even when your healing didn't come, when your deliverance didn't come, when your promise didn't come. Because on the 21st day, the angel showed up and told him, listen, from the very first day you started praying, I was sent, but I got into a fight. Do you know your angel sometimes is in a fight? Your angel's in a fight. What are you going to do? You're going to help him or are you going to quit? You know what you should be doing, people? Praying the more. I am quitting. When Jesus went by the blind man, he started crying out. But he'd been waiting a long time for Jesus to come by. So they said, shut up, you're making too much noise. You're making creating too much fuss. You know what he did? He cried out the more. He made a louder noise. He screamed at the top of his voice, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy upon me. It's time for us to get desperate. It's not time for us to quit. It's not time for us to get discouraged. It's not time for us to get stressed. It's not time for us to get down. It's waiting time. But God is saying, take this white robe and rest a little while because the day of deliverance is coming. I am done. Hallelujah. We're going to pray. If you want to, in fact, I would invite the whole church. Since this is the last Sunday of 2021, let's come down to the altar as a church and let's pray all together. And ask God to give us the patience, the strength, hallelujah, the endurance, hallelujah, the determination, the faith not to quit, to understand that this is waiting time. And that when the fullness of time is come, the Bible said there came a sound as of a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the house. Amen. There's not a whole lot of us here, a lot of people sick. A lot of people, for whatever reason, didn't make it. But you know what? The Spirit of God is here today to bring deliverance and to give you a white robe. And to tell you, listen, just rest a little while. The answer is coming. The deliverance is coming. We're going to pray, and we're going to pray that our angel is victorious because he's bringing the answer. He's got the message. He's telling us from the day, Daniel, you turned your face, I was dispatched, but there was a fight. Do you understand? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. And we're going to pray a prayer of deliverance, a prayer of strength, a prayer of belief, a prayer of faith that God has got this in 2022. Hallelujah. That our life is in His hand and we don't need to get down. All we have to do is to rest and to trust Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you today. Lord, because this is the well, this is Rehoboth, this is where you meet people. Lord, we ask you right now to meet us today. Lord, to give the white robe, to tell us today that we can trust you. We can rest upon your word. We can stand upon your promise, because you have promised deliverance. You have promised blessing. You have promised, hallelujah, salvation. We believe it today. Father, we thank you by faith, Lord, that you have answered prayer. The angel is on his way. Lord, all we have to do is to believe and to trust you, to lift up your name in faith right now. Church, if you could just start to pray, if you could open your mouth and tell God that you love him, thank him in faith, believing for the answer, that deliverance is on its way, that help is on its way. Come on, church, let's open our mouth just for